You know, as it turns out, the U.S. could be the biggest violator of Iranian sanctions. American money to support Afghanistan is ending up in Iran. Joining us to explain here, John Solomon of the Washington Guardian. John, we are very concerned about Iran's efforts to develop its nuclear program. It needs money to do that, and some of that is apparently getting in there from the U.S.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think this caught a lot of the lawmakers off guard yesterday at this hearing. The chief watchdog for our reconstruction in Afghanistan told Congress yesterday that he believes much of the $1 billion of money that we gave Afghanistan to buy fuel may be going to Iran. We know Afghanistan buys Iranian oil. They're not supposed to be using American dollars to do it, but he says we've been so poorly managing our program there, we don't know how any of the $1 billion in fuel purchases we underwrote, where they went, and he has great fears that it's going to Iran.
Do we have the ability to stop that from happening if we do get things under control there?
We sure could. We could impose a lot of rules, and I think that's exactly what the Inspector General John Sopko told Congress, which is there's too much laissez-faire going on in Afghanistan, and it's time for us to start taking a bigger role in demanding where our money goes and how it's spent. And he laid out an egregious picture of misspending and waste in Afghanistan.
Who's responsible for this, and can they be held accountable?
They can. In fact, that's the part of the reason that we have an inspector general specifically to oversee the Afghanistan reconstruction. There are many agencies, State Department, military, that all are involved in the reconstruction. We heard President Obama the other day say, you know, we're pulling our troops back. We're almost out of Afghanistan. And it is true that our military presence will be shrinking, but the number of American dollars flowing into Afghanistan is actually increasing. And some of these federal agencies are going to be called on the carpet pretty quickly.
Well, that's a good story. Thanks, John, appreciate it.
You too, guys. Have a great day.
John Solomon from the Washington Guardian.